earlier this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. It's felt like a long day, so I'm still in the morning mode. We have a couple of great people here to talk to you. Craig Floss, IoCorn's CEO. We have Rick Klatt, Associate Athletic Director for the University of Iowa. We have Steve Malchow with Iowa State University. He's the Senior Athletic Associate Director. And we have a couple of our corn growers in the back as well. They're wearing white shirts like I'm wearing. This is a Cyhawk series. And I'll let these guys get started.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's really great to see all the recognizable faces that are out in the crowd. Although I have to tell you, most of you look a lot better now than you do on your Twitter photos that we've been become so intimately familiar with over the past few days. Wow. Can you believe the passion that Iowans have for the Cyhawk series and the rivalry that exists between the University of Iowa and Iowa State University? If there was ever a doubt that there was passion amongst our fans and amongst Iowans for this event, I think we have clearly put it to bed over the weekend. Their passion is very, very strong. You know, it's a reason why Iowa Corn signed on with the Cyhawk series earlier this year. We did so because of that passion and the people behind the passion, and we wanted to be a part of it. Many of our members here at Iowa Corn attended one of these great institutes and are very proud to be either a Cyclone or a Hawkeye, just as much as they're proud to be an Iowa corn grower. As you all know, based on the attendance that's here today, we have received an overwhelming amount of feedback on the new trophy that was unveiled last week at the Iowa State Fair. We've had both positive and negative comments, but I would be remiss to not mention that the overwhelming amount of feedback has been negative. We, Iowa State University, the University of Iowa, and the Iowa Corn Growers Association knew that when we set out to recreate a trophy that has the status for a game like the Cyhawk Series rivalry does, that any type of change to the trophy could meet with some resistance, potentially even some controversy. And that has happened. And much of the controversy, of course, has been good-natured in its negativity. Some of it's been a little mean-spirited, if you will. The important thing is that we've been monitoring what fans across the state and around the country have been saying. We're listening, and we think with that we want to be able to say we're impressed with how proud Iowans are of their athletics and their universities in this series. And because we've listened, we've heard you loud and clear. People want something different than what was proposed last week. They want something different specifically for the football game. And we, quite frankly, we as Iowa corn growers and the farmers that we represent, we want folks to be happy with that trophy. So today, we are announcing that we are changing the trophy as was unveiled last week. And we are going to open up a process that is going to allow Iowans, the fans, to decide what that trophy should be like. Based on what we've heard, we're going to develop several concepts with a lot of the input that we have received from all of the feedback, and then we're going to let the fans choose one of those concepts from which we can then develop a trophy from. The new Cyhawk football trophy, we trust, will be truly something the fans will embrace. Now, again, we're not going to please everybody because there's going to be some very, very different opinions out there. But here's some examples of some things we might try. These are suggestions that have come from to us via Twitter, Facebook, emails, etc. One of the ideas, for example, people said, well, where's Herky and Cy? It would have been real simple. Why didn't you just simply put Herky and Cy together with an athletic ball in the middle, whether it's football, basketball, whatever it might be? Could be one of the ideas. Some others have suggested, well, what about honoring two football greats, now Kinnick and Jack Trice? What if we put them on the trophy? That could be one of the concepts that we put out there. The bottom line is this. Iowa's corn growers are involved in this in a very positive, proactive way. We want Iowa's fans and Iowa State's fans to also be pleased with the trophy, and that's why we're going to help put it into their hands to decide. want to also add that given the time frame, we just unveiled this last Friday and this is Tuesday, there are a lot of details to be worked out on how we would go about doing something like this. We are developing a plan for an interim trophy on September 10th at the big game. We don't have all the details worked out, so we're going to ask for the fans' patience as you allow us to do this in the right way, which means take the time to make sure we can roll it out and get it correct. And in terms of the process of how you'll have the opportunity to vote, you'll be hearing more about that, and in the end of the press conference, I'll be able to give you some specific sites where you all can go to find out how to learn more and take part in the trophy redo. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Rick Clapp. Rick?
Thank you, Craig. I'm going to read, which I normally don't do, but I will read because the lights are a little distracting today. The Cy-Hawk series is a collaboration between Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes, Iowa State, the Iowa State Cyclones, and Iowa Corn. It celebrates our rivalry, and rivalries are important, particularly in college football. The series celebrates all student athletes at both schools by putting a little extra into the competition when the two teams meet head-to-head. The series also acknowledges the academic successes of each program. The trophy was also a collaboration. Unfortunately, our partner in the project, Iowa Corn, has shouldered most of the burden of the criticism. It's important for everyone to know that staff from both institutions participated in the development and the creation of the trophy. That story is not being told correctly. Speaking of Iowa Corn, I want to suggest that the two institutions couldn't have a better partner on this project or the Cy-Hawk series. Iowa Corn represents more than 6,500 Iowans who help feed the world and who share our commitment to hard work, dedication, determination, perseverance, and teamwork. They are good people who care deeply about Iowa and care deeply about Iowans.
Steve? We certainly appreciate your presence here today. Iowa State University believes that its all sports competition with the University of Iowa through the Cy-Hawk series is extremely important. We think it's great for our student athletes. We think it's great for our fans, and we think it's great for the citizens for Iowa. The passion for the series, I think you saw this last week, runs high. We certainly learned that. It was welcome news for us in the last year when the Iowa Corn Growers Association stepped forward to agree to promote this series. As Rick just mentioned, they're the perfect partner for both institutions, and they're the perfect partner for this series, and we appreciate that support. One of the elements of the series is, of course, the Cy-Hawk Football Trophy. I think it's important to note that Iowa Corn didn't ask to change the trophy when they signed on. Each of the schools had received considerable feedback about changing the trophy over the years. The new partnership with Iowa Corn simply provided the right time to actually make that change. Moving forward, we are very eager to work with Iowa Corn and the University of Iowa Athletics Department to create something that is more representative of the state's marquee sports event, the Iowa State-Iowa football game. There is a passion for this game and also the trophy, and we recognize that. Thank you.
And I think with that, Mindy is going to direct questions or get the mic to anybody who'd like to ask any of the three of us questions.
I'm going to use a microphone so we can all hear. Do I have some questions?
My question is, when the trophy was displayed, I'm sure unveiled to the schools before it was unveiled to the public, was there any feeling that there would be negative reaction to it? Did you guys have any idea that there would be any kind of blowback, let alone the blowback that there was?
The University of Iowa certainly, as I said, we were engaged in the process and we had approved the proofs, and we knew going in the reality of this process. You weren't going to please everyone with one trophy. You commit to an idea, you execute to the idea the best you can, and then you watch to see the reaction. We aspired to do something above a football trophy. We aspired to celebrate Iowans and the characteristics of Iowans, and perhaps we missed the mark. We learned from that, but I think I've answered your question.
What is going to happen to the trophy that was unveiled last Friday?
You know, we're still making plans on exactly what we do with the trophy. The one thing I can tell you for sure, it's not going to be on the sidelines at the Iowa State game on September 5th in Ames. Or September 10th, sorry. Yeah.
You mentioned about an interim trophy. What would that be like? And then again, I assume that you're ready to have the new trophy unveiled for next year's game. Is that the way it works? But what would the interim trophy be?
I guess we're passing them one at a time because this was my turn. Larry, I think as Craig said in his opening remarks, this has all happened very quickly, and we've got meetings coming up immediately to work through some of the details, and that would be one of the elements that we have to figure out as to what our symbol will be for when the teams meet on the 10th.
Did the governor's comments have any bearing? Did it factor into calling this news conference and announcing the change?
Now, Iowa Corn had been monitoring this, of course, over the weekend very intently since we unveiled on Friday, and we had already been collaborating with both Iowa State and the University of Iowa and already made a decision that we were going to change when the governor's comments came. So his comments really had no bearing on what we were going to do.
You talked about the institutions in Iowa Corn discussing the trophy. Did you talk with, like, season ticket holders or anybody outside the institutions as far as the design on the trophy?
I'm just going to speak to the people on the phone right now. We're getting a lot of feedback, so if there's any background noise for those people on the phone, we're going to ask you to not do that, and if we continue to hear it, we'll have to shut that part off. Thank you.
I think that's a good question, and I think the answer to that would be no. You probably have a greater challenge with yet more input. But very good question, but the honest answer is no, we didn't consult with season ticket holders or donors or any particular constituency group.
I'd add to that. I would add this. We also at Iowa State did not reach out to canvass them, but I will say that we had a couple of functions over the weekend. One was we had a scrimmage on Saturday night in which our football booster group had some members there. I'd heard very little feedback there, and then we had our annual Cyclone Fan Fest, which normally draws about 4,000 kids and their parents. And although we didn't go solicit feedback, when you make yourself available in a setting like that, you tend to get people's feedback, and we did not get much feedback at that event either. So,
could you tell me who the artist designer was in this, and also what the financial arrangement is between the corn growers and the two universities?
We actually worked with an Iowa company, trophy company here in town that organized the sculptor. When we were putting this together, it was something that also happened rather quickly by sculpting terms, if you will. So the company helped organize and found a company that was able to do it for us on relatively short notice. So it was a local Iowa company that we organized. I can't even really tell you who it was. And then in terms of financial arrangements, I'd have to offer, those are things that were taken care of by the university. That's not something that Iowa Corn was directly involved with.
I'm just curious, we talked about the fan reaction. Did either of you hear from the football programs? Did either of the coaches weigh in or anybody involved with either Iowa or Iowa State's football program to give their thoughts on it?
Either before or
after? We really didn't, Andy, because, as you know, they're in 2-a-days. And then we had our scrimmage on Saturday. So talked to Paul briefly after the scrimmage, and he was aware that the trophy had been unveiled, but really didn't have much of a reaction other than I've been in camp, haven't seen my wife, let alone the trophy.
I haven't talked to Kirk directly, but I think the reaction probably would be the same. There, you know, as Gary said yesterday, we'd be delighted to have the Iowa State Cy-Hawk Series trophy on our campus every year, but I don't think Kirk has had a chance to actually sit down and review it closely.
How much of this was fan feedback, and how much of this decision was based on the media possibly getting things fired up at all?
You want to take that one? I was going to hand it to Craig, but you volunteered.
I shouldn't have done that. I think I'll answer the question this way, and this would be the honest answer. The process probably revealed the fact that college football has matured to a point where trophies that are introduced today versus trophies that were introduced 50 or 60 years ago are more difficult, more of a challenge. We live in a wired country now, 24/7, 365. It's a wonderful place for freedom of expression, freedom of opinion, and I embrace that. But I think it would be really difficult today to, like, introduce a wooden turtle as a trophy, which actually exists in the Big Ten Conference. It's a different ballgame. But, again, we knew that going in. We weren't blind to the fact that there would be very strong opinion and that you wouldn't satisfy everyone. It's clearly a different environment today because of our communications systems that are available to everyone versus as recently as a decade ago.
I think your question was, do we react to the fans or the media? I think, and probably Craig's group was monitoring as much as anybody, as they were getting the brunt of the action, and primarily from fans. I'm not naive enough to think that some of the polls you ran certainly encouraged them to participate in the process, but ultimately it was just the overwhelming nature of all the feedback we got, but mostly from fans, I would say.
Well, what I think is most important from Iowa Corn's perspective is that we were clearly monitoring our Twitter accounts, our Facebook accounts. We were listening to what average Iowans were telling our board of directors that are out there in the countryside, and it was overwhelming. And so, you know, as was mentioned earlier, the first trophy missed the mark. I think there's a tremendous amount of value in what we tried to do for the Cy-Hawk series, thinking deeper about how something other than just a football symbol could work. But at the end of the day, we really did listen to the fans, and that's why we've come up with wanting to make sure we go back to the fans and say, what do you then want it to be? If this is the people's game, it should also then be the people's trophy, and we're going to let the public help us decide that.
Hey, Craig, I was just curious, when you originally set out in this process to redesign the trophy, who specifically was involved? Was it mainly administrators, coaches, Iowa corn growers? Who were the primary folks involved in the initial redesign?
The responsibility, of course, came first of all from the respective university athletic departments, and Iowa Corn was invited to participate in this process, as Rick outlined earlier. And there was a group of folks that represented both or all three of the institutions. We had some outside help as well, and we went through lots of different concepts. And again, one of those things we were trying to do is we were thinking bigger. We were thinking beyond just the football game. And we were looking at the Cy-Hawk Series rivalry series trophy, not an individual sport. And we were hoping to come with a theme that would allow us then to develop trophies for across the spectrum, if you will. And so it was truly a collaboration between all three entities. Everything had to be approved by each of the entities all the way to the top in each group. And so, again, it was a collaborative process.
Okay, about two or three more questions.
I ask this of all three. You mentioned at the beginning that some of the negative reaction was good-spirited, but you said some of it wasn't. How mean was it? I mean, what were some of the things you were hearing? And then I want to address that to both gentlemen from Iowa and Iowa State. What were you guys hearing on the negative side, you know, from your standpoints?
You know, this is a family press conference, which means that there are many things that were said to us organizationally and to us personally that there's no way I'm going to repeat in front of all of these cameras. We can take the criticism. That's not a problem. If we couldn't stand being out there publicly and talking about the things that we do as Iowa's corn growers, then we shouldn't be here. But we are here, and we can take good-natured criticism. Some of it, though, of course, not appropriate, and that happens. And as Rick mentioned earlier, I think it's very fair. We all embrace freedom of speech and the ability to put your opinion out there. Honestly, though, the things that I listened to the most were not those who ranted and raved and were crude and et cetera. It was those folks who said, you know, I'm somebody who doesn't normally comment on this, and I'm not particularly fond of what you're doing. Would you please reconsider? Those things meant something to me because I realized that it wasn't just somebody who was spouting off. And by the way, we appreciate all those who spouted off in whatever form they chose to do it. Again, this is the we want this to be the people's trophy. And so, again, I won't repeat what some of it was, but it wasn't all that pleasant, I can tell you that.
I think, Larry, what concerned me the most was the mischaracterization of Iowa corn. And perhaps that was a byproduct of a lack of understanding that it was a collaborative effort. The Iowa Corn Growers Association, over the last few days, shouldered way too much of the burden for this responsibility, and that's a great measure. You keep hearing that theme today. This was a collaboration. And as I reviewed things, that just was kind of unfair and really over the top. And again, to Craig's point, you know, the three of us representing the organizations we represent, we're pretty familiar with criticism. It just comes with the territory. It's great, though, because feedback's important. Fair criticism is great. Everyone's going to question play calling. Everyone's going to question team uniforms. You name it, there's an opinion on it. But when it crosses the line with respect to a tremendous organization that's driven by great people, that includes great people, that's where I was most affected.
I don't think I can add much beyond what Rick just said. The real negative and hated commentary seemed to be more directed at Iowa Corn, which was unfortunate and not appropriate. But beyond that, I think it was standard to some degree to what we normally receive. And you've seen it by looking in the chat rooms where anonymous folks have strong opinions, and that was pretty typical on this case too.
In light of this news and announcing that you're doing away with this trophy and then bringing up an interim trophy for the immediate future and then planning something for the fans to decide on, did it ever come up as far as whether it was even necessary to have a trophy for this game in the first place?
A trophy for this year or a trophy?
The rivalry.
Well, I think Mark Hansen mentioned in his column today that there's a lot of pretty big football games played where there's not a trophy on the line. I guess that could be an option we'll consider as we consider all kinds of options moving forward.
But to be fair about it, we didn't consider not having a trophy. There's always been one since the rivalry series resumed in 1977. I think with the passionate amount of feedback that we have received about the trophy, we'd be remiss to not try to put the trophy in place so that, because obviously that's what folks want us to do.
Just to reiterate, there was no talk about not having a trophy in our discussions.
Rick and Steve, maybe you can speak to this, because in sports these days there's a lot of collaboration between sporting events and businesses. There's the triathlon at the Hy-Vee, and there's the principal golf tournament. Is there a business arrangement between the corn growers and the universities? And if so, what is it exactly?
Well, I don't have the details of what our arrangement is, Mark, but they're a sponsor through our multimedia rights company, Learfield. And in this particular case, we're both Learfield schools. And so it's a kind of a combined partnership, I guess, in this case, since they're dealing with both institutions. But I don't have the details of the finances of that arrangement.
Yeah, that's the accurate response. You know, I go back to the Cy-Hawk series. The football game carries the most attention among our fans. But the reason I think both institutions are excited about the partnership with the Iowa Corn Growers Association is they are as committed to us to raising the profile for all of our varsity sports programs. You know, at the University of Iowa, we have 650 student athletes that compete very hard on behalf of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And many of them do so in obscurity or anonymity. We are working together with Iowa State and Iowa Corn on the Cy-Hawk series primarily as one of the objectives is to kind of raise the profile for the volleyball team and the softball team when the two teams from Iowa get together and compete. It's, you know, it for many Iowans and many sports fans in Iowans, that's really not a priority, but it is a priority for the two athletics departments to commit to resources and effort to raise the profile for those programs as well, and to have a partner like Iowa Corn get behind that effort is really extraordinary. And that's where that goes back to where when we're hearing criticism of a partner of the universities that shares that vision, it gets, I don't want to say personal, but it gets personal. And again, I guess that is the core of the relationship and a commitment to help us with the profile for all of those sports programs.
That's what we had for questions, but I'm going to let Craig give the contact information for where you can find out more information, and then we're going to open it up for some questions individually. And don't forget, we have Iowa Corn Grower representatives here around the room, too.
Two primary sources that you can go to for, actually there's four places that you can go. I should mention, obviously you can go to the websites of both Iowa State University and the University of Iowa. That's where we'll be posting information about how fans and folks can participate. We also have an IowaCornCyHawkSeries.com website, and that will be following the series throughout the course of the year, but initially, of course, now we'll be looking at posting information on how fans can get involved. And you can also link from our website, which is at iowacorn.org. So those are the primary sources online to get lots of information. And again, I would ask that folks be patient with us as we collectively work through a lot of the detail on how this is going to unfold, and we will certainly keep you all posted. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here today.